Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Ann and Nancy bringing us back. Let it play, Kevin. Let it run. Yeah, that's hard. Ann and Nancy Wilson, the sisters, the beautiful Wilson sisters. They can knock it out too. That's part of the Magic Man song. I still like their music. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, spinning a few platters, talking a little small business, having some fun, a little rock and roll too, thrown in here and there. We got, in the previous segment, I was talking about what I consider to be the convergence and the evolution of websites and social media and how it's all going to come together. I think you're gonna even with the advent of social media and the growth of social media, which is not going to go away. I think you're still going to have a website. I just think your website's going to be more of a distribution center and less of a destination. I think your website could be the engine that drives a lot of the content that you post on your social media pages. I think they're going to be, they're going to be symbiotic. They're going to work together. I think the really good companies, the small companies that do it right, are still going to have a website instead of and not just a website or just social media. And here are some reasons why I think that. Number one, websites get indexed by the search engines. Social media doesn't get indexed. This is why I think that you won't just have social media. I think you'll also have websites, because the websites can be indexed by the search engines. Meaning when I say indexing, if you don't know what that means, when you go for a search, when you search for, some kind of whatever you've got on your mind, and Google or whoever you search, Bing or whichever one you brings up your options. Well, they've indexed those pages. They have identified those pages, and those pages have been developed so they respond to your search words, right? That's indexing. So Facebook, Twitter, those are all behind the firewall. They're all behind a wall of your password, right? So whatever you post on those sites, they're not indexable by search engines. So whatever you put up there, even though the community... I talked in the previous segment about how powerful the social media platforms are for community. They only come with their own community. They don't necessarily let other people in because it's all behind the password. And so it's not indexed. If you'll notice, you don't ever see a search for something, at least I've never seen a search for anything on any of the social media sites. They don't pop up like that. And so, but they do pop up for... showing up in blogs, showing up in on YouTube, showing up on a website, they show up like that on the searches. So that's one of the drawbacks of a social media strategy, because what I think you can do though is you can create a video, for example, and put it up on YouTube, and then migrate it to your Facebook page, for example, or tweet about it. And so it's not either or, it's both and. That's the message I want to get across to you. It's not either a website or Facebook, it'll be both and. If you put a comment up on your blog, that gets indexed. But then you also link to that, or you let that blog be fed to you structure your Facebook page or your Twitter page or whatever platform you're using, your own platform which you can use in the future, you'll be developing in the future. You pull those things from your website or your blog over to those. And so they cross-collateralize, so to speak. You also have links to your Facebook page, links to your Twitter, links to others on your website, so that it's all about convergence. And when you converge all those different ways of helping customers find you, when you converge all that, you multiply the power. you multiply the connective power that you have in the marketplace. And so I encourage you to think about all these things. Now, let me tell you a couple other drawbacks to social media. Number one, of course, the original drawback, in my opinion, is the name. I don't like social media. I don't like the term because it doesn't make any sense for small business. It's not the least bit intuitive. I'm going to say this as long as I draw breath. I prefer building customer communities, in this case, online customer communities. That makes sense to a business. That's something that you can get your ROI around, can't you? But there are other things that I want to caution you about the social media platforms that are out there. All of them have their own limitations. Number one, on Twitter, on Facebook, you play by their rules. On YouTube, you play by their rules. And if they decide to come up with a rule that you don't like, then, you know, it's tough cheese, right? Because you're going to play by their rules. So you got that thing. There are also some security issues. These guys are not without their security concerns. So you got to be aware of that. Also, what if they had a real big problem and they went away or they fell out of the sky for a while or whatever? And that could happen, folks. This is not beyond the realm of possibility. The more you've committed to them, the more you've got all your relationships and all that your eggs in their basket, well, then you may be out of business for a minute or an hour or a day or maybe forever, depending on which one we're talking about. So have a little more. I'm a little bit more of a control freak than that. So it's not that I don't have social media. It's just that I don't put all my eggs in those baskets. Something to think about. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Jim Blassingame. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. Pretty intuitive, right? Pretty easy. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.